This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been studying Malachi 2 in recent days. We've considered what we should appreciate, avoid, and appropriate. Now let's look at what we can anticipate. Most of the chapter is a warning aimed at challenging the priests and the people to repent and return to their covenantal responsibilities in their relationship with God and each other. The law of unintended consequences was already showing up, but the worst was still before them if they didn't act soon. One of the strongest warnings of judgment are in verse 2. If you do not listen, and if you do not set your heart to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them because you have not set your heart to honor me. Did you hear the phrase, I will curse your blessings? Is this why so many people who are abundantly blessed in the world are so empty, frustrated, and depressed? We have a tendency to believe that the blessings we enjoy are deserved by us because of what we have done. No, if we got what we deserve, we wouldn't be proud. If we've been blessed, it is because of God's grace and goodness. As we saw in chapter 1, God loves us. That's why He has blessed us, and He wants to use us to be a channel of blessing to others. Start by thanking Him for the blessings you have received. Ask Him for wisdom to share your blessings with others. If you have learned some truth, then share it with others. Ask God to use it to help them. Wait for God to turn many from sin and give them a hunger to seek further instruction. That's what He wants us to anticipate.